And Andrew Berkshire joins us now from Sportsnet in Canada. So, Andrew, I guess the question I want to start off with in this is, how much will the Nashville Predators lose today if James Neal is selected by the Vegas Golden Knights?
Oh, well, they'll definitely lose in terms of goal scoring, because that's a guy that's pretty tough to replace in terms of just firing the puck through goalies. You know, he's a very good sniper. He is probably their second best pure finisher after Philippe Forsberg. But at the same time, we've got to remember that James Neal is at an age where his personal shots on goal are starting to decline. If you go to sites like stats.hockeyanalysis.com, you can check how many shots he's putting on net per minute played at even strength year after year. And it's been dropping pretty consistently the last 4 or 5 years here. So you see that it is a player that is no longer in his peak years. That doesn't mean he's not really good. He is very good. He's probably still a 25-goal guy going forward for the next couple of years. But he's also, you know, an unrestricted free agent in a year from now. So he would command a large salary based on what he's already done, because players in the NHL are paid more for what they have done than what they will do. So overall, if the Predators lose James Neal, I kind of see that as a positive for what they could lose. Because if you lose a guy who can competently play center in the playoffs, like Colton Sisson, who's really young and really cheap, that's a much bigger blow to the future of the Predators, I think, because Neal's probably going to get paid more than what he's worth on his next contract. So you're really losing 1 year of a really good player instead of many years for a cost-controlled player.
And that was what I was going to ask you next was, if you were Vegas, based upon the statistics, who would you want on your team between Neal, Sissons? And we've included Auberg in the mix, but I think it's probably really between Neal and Sissons. Who do you think you would pick if you were Vegas?
I think I would take Sissons because, you know, the age factor and the contract is so good. But one guy that I wouldn't ignore is Craig Smith. I know he had a really terrible year this year, but, you know, he had three straight seasons of, I think, 21 or more goals, gusting up to 25. And he's a huge play driver. He's had ridiculous amounts of success whenever he's with another player who can, you know, drive play fairly well. Guys like Philippe Forsberg or Mike Ribeiro before he kind of fell off a cliff. He's a really good player. So I think the Predators are, in a way, really lucky that Craig Smith had a really bad year last year, because he's now almost totally off the radar. And, you know, he's not cheap either, but he's a little bit cheaper than Neal. And I think that when he gets put, you know, one slot further up in the lineup next year than he is this year, you're probably going to see him return to that same pace and, you know, maybe even replace what Neal was bringing. So I think he's a guy that if I were Vegas, I'd be looking very intently at to see if that year was more of a random bad year, or if there was something wrong that needed to be fixed, or if he's, you know, no longer as effective. But his underlying numbers are still great. He produces a ton of scoring chances for his line mates, produces a ton of scoring chances individually, and he's a pretty good shooter. So he's a really good player that I think Nashville Predators fans are going to come to appreciate again next year.
Andrew, as you look at the numbers of the players that are still on the roster, let's assume that Neal is gone. Who do you see having the best opportunity of replacing the 25 goals that Neal might give us?
I think it's going to be by committee, because there's nobody who's going to, you know, add 25 personal goals, right? I think that Pontus Auberg has a really good chance of breaking out next year, but I don't think that he's, you know, of the same talent level as Victor Arvidsson, where he came out of nowhere from a lot of people's perspectives this year and scored 30. Well, Arvidsson puts up a ton of scoring chances and a ton of shots. Auberg is good, but not at that same level. So I could see him, you know, putting up between 15 and 22 goals, that kind of range. So that could help a lot. Colton Sissons, I expect to take a huge step next year. His confidence must be through the roof after what he was able to do when he had to take over for Ryan Johansson going down in the playoffs. And I think Craig Smith, like I mentioned before, he's going to have a bounce back year. So I think you've got three guys there who are in good positions going forward to replace Neal's goal. Obviously, it would be helpful for the Predators to add another forward to boost their offense a little bit. I think we saw in the playoffs, especially in the Stanley Cup final, that they needed that. You know, with Ryan Johansson out especially, they needed somebody to take the reins a little bit and get some goals. So that's something they've got to look for.
What would you just, your opinion on these guys that have not been protected on any team, I don't care who the team is, that will return to the team that have some kind of a reputation, somebody that's been a player, somebody that's pretty good. How do you see that being handled in the locker room?
That's tough because, you know, it depends on the player, obviously. Some guys kind of take that in stride. I think the guy that I wonder about the most is Dion Phaneuf in Ottawa, where, you know, he waived his no-trade clause to go to Ottawa in the first place. And the Senators notoriously have trouble attracting players, so that was a big deal for them. They asked him to waive his no-movement clause to be exposed in the draft, and he refused, which is his right. I don't think anybody should criticize him for that. And then they asked him to submit his 10-team no-trade list so they could try to trade him before the expansion draft. So this is a guy who's, you know, he took a risk going to Ottawa by waiving his no-trade clause, then was asked twice in two separate ways to allow them to move him off the team, and he will likely now be coming back to them. So he's a guy who in the past has been in leadership positions. I wonder how that's going to impact in the locker room. So he's, you know, the most extreme example. I feel like he's probably a guy who will let that roll off of his back a little bit. There's probably going to be a few hurt egos around the NHL. But at the end of the day, once you're back in the locker room, it's probably just business as usual.
Andrew Berkshire is our guest from Sportsnet in Canada. If you had to circle the team that may be hurt the most by today with whom Vegas picks, who do you think it might be?
Well, I originally thought it would be the Minnesota Wild because, you know, they exposed Eric Staal, and how exactly could the Vegas Golden Knights pass on getting essentially a number one center in a shutdown role who put up 65 points last year, you know, had a reasonable contract, but then they went out and picked Eric Halla, apparently, and signed him to a new contract. So there's some weird picks going on, and I'm assuming a lot of them are due to side deals, but so far, based on the picks that have been made, the only one that I see that's been, you know, a little bit worrying for a team is that it's apparently David Perron has went to Vegas. So that's a good scorer in St. Louis, a good versatile two-way player that they've lost. I feel like with that team already kind of in transition away from their competitive years towards like a bit of a soft rebuild trying to get back there, that might be a big enough hit that they're out of the playoffs next year.
Andrew Berkshire from Sportsnet in Canada. Andrew, appreciate it, by the way. I hope that they listen to you in Vegas, and I hope they take Craig Smith. So really appreciate it, as always, Andrew.
Andrew, one quick question.
Oh, go ahead.
David Poile is up for GM of the year or whatever it is tonight. What are his chances?
Oh, I would hope they're pretty good considering they voted in the playoffs. So they saw the changes that he made worked out really well. Between the trades that he's made the last couple of years, you got to think that he's the odds-on favorite.
Great. Thank you.
Andrew, appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
Anytime.
Yep. Andrew Berkshire from Sportsnet in Canada there.